Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. This one's doing on my phone. You've probably just heard the last one. Well, I hope you've just heard the last one. That was done on my recorder, so this recording might not be as good as that one because I ain't got my recorder with me. Because I'm walking around my house trying to sort some stuff out. Okay, so this is going to be a funny one, funny-ish one to cheer everyone up on the craziness that's fucking going on at the minute. Well, actually, it's not that funny, but I'm just going to go out the kitchen because it's a bit echoey. And if you can hear that, like a fat duck, that's my slippers. I wear slippers because I'm fucking... I've always wore slippers. Slippers are cool to wear, and that was the door opening. That's brilliant. It might be a bit more deader in here, the sound, because I'm in the front room. Okay, so one thing that happened to me, we're talking about 2008, 2007, or have I just made that up? It was somewhere around then. I had one of these netbooks, like a little netbook thing, like a small laptop. I'm sure you all know what a netbook is. Anyway, I put it on eBay, and I got a message. Blah, blah, blah. Sell it, or like, buy it now, sort of thing. Not sell it, sorry. Buy it now. And I went, okay, if you want it now, it's this much. And they went, okay, we'll, like, come and get it. And I said, okay, okay, that's fair enough. You're not paying through PayPal? They went, no, we'll pay through cash. So I said, fair enough. Anyway, to cut a long story short, they came to pick it up at 11:30 at night. At the time, I was living with my ex-fiance on like a council estate in Grimsby. So they came to pick it up at 11:30 at night. Well, I say 11:30, it was between 11 and 11:30 at night. They came all the way from Birmingham for it. And I said to them, why did you come from all the way from Birmingham? Why did you come all the way from Birmingham for it? And one of them said, oh, well, it's my niece's birthday party tomorrow, and we're like sort of going to get like a computer for her. And I went, all right, fair enough, okay. The back of my head was like, well, that's a bit fucking strange. Just, you know, just go to somewhere nearer Birmingham and buy it instead of coming all the way. Like so Birmingham's a three-hour drive, three-hour drive to us. So I thought, why didn't you just go down to your local supermarket? You've just paid nearly 150, I think it was 150, about 130 to 200 they paid. I can't honestly remember. They paid in £50 notes. Anyway, these guys that came, there was three of them, there were three Asian guys. One of them took the laptop off me and checked it out, made sure it was all clear and that. Didn't think any more of it. You don't at the time. It was really strange. I just thought, that's a bit fucking crazy. I went upstairs to see my ex-fiance. I said, they've just come from Birmingham and paid in £50 notes to take this fucking thing off me that didn't have a box or anything. So they just had the charger and that just for the niece's birthday party. Fucking really weird. Anyway, a few years later. There was an article in the paper, these three Asian guys got arrested for plotting a terror attack, and lo and behold, it was the three people who bought my laptop. So that's the time I sold a laptop to terrorists, not knowingly. Obviously, I wouldn't do it knowingly, but yeah, that's a fucking crazy story. So anyway, I hope you're all doing well. I'm gonna put a podcast out once a week, at least once a week, and we're just going to stick through it all and be as one. We're going to bring humanity and civilization together as one happy family, which I think we should do in this time of dire need, stress, anxiety and depression, because I know I wake up with anxiety. I'm sure everyone else does. I've just done another podcast that's explaining this. I'll explain it again, but just think, we've all got the same problem. We're all going to wake up and we've got the same problem. So what's happening to you, your anxiety about all this, I've got that as well. You've got it, I've got it. Your friends are going to have it. Your family's going to have it. Likewise with me. Likewise with, like, Joe Rogan. Likewise with Sam Tripley. Likewise with movie stars. They're all going to have the same problem. Worrying, anxiety of what's going to happen. We will pull through it, no doubt. Regardless of where this thing came from, it doesn't matter. We've all got to be as one. I know I'm banging on about it in a few podcasts, but we've just got to be as one. Let's see how long this podcast is. I'm doing a fucking enter passcode on my phone. Why has it done that? So yeah, this is a short podcast at 5 minutes. Again, I will reiterate, if anyone wants to come on the podcast and talk, the Tin Biscuit Podcast is always here for people. We can do it on phone, we can do it Skype, or we can do it through other means, a phone call. So that's really the only two things we can do, isn't it? But you're more than welcome. Talk about whatever you want. It's all free speech and uncensored. I'm not going to get offended, even if you think my podcast is shit and you're going to phone me up to tell me it's shit. Give me some good criticism, constructive criticism on how I can make it better, because I'm doing it for you guys. I'm going to be reviewing films. I think one big thing to do through all this is exercise. Get out there if you're in the UK, or if you can go out there, get some exercise, have some fresh air, get in the early morning sun, because it energizes you. You'll feel good with all that vitamin D running through you. Take some fresh air, go for a walk, look at things, just study what we've got. We've got something so special. It's making me a better person, all this, because for once it's made me think I'm not the center of attention, and I'm a bit selfish like that, and it's making me into a better person. We're like not perfect. I've been a prick to people. This is basically hashing over a podcast I've done, so these two are coming out at the same time. So well, in fact, I've literally just done one that's on my recorder, and this one's on my phone, so I'm going to put this one out now, and then that. Well, I don't even know why I'm saying that, because it's not live. Speaking of live, I am doing a live podcast. There will be a phone number for you guys to text in. Don't ring, you won't be on the podcast, because I've got to do the live one through my computer. But with that, if you want to send your messages in, we can do it on Instagram, live Instagram it. So you can join in like that. It'll be live on the Podbean app, so you can get Podbean. It's a free app. It will take you to a message page when you link into the free app. And if you log on to my live feed, you'll be able to ask questions through that. You will have a phone number as well. If you're in the UK, you'll have free text. Or if you can some way get free text abroad, texting, you can be on the show. I was trying to figure out a way that I could do a radio show. This is the closest thing I can get to doing something live. But bearing in mind, it is a free speech unedited podcast, so it will be live. And when that live one's gone live, it will be going out as just a normal recorded podcast. Excuse me. Otherwise, if you didn't want to be on the podcast, just you on your own, we can do it through Skype. What happens there is I'll record the video call. That video call will then go onto YouTube, if you wanted it to go on YouTube. If not, we wouldn't put it on YouTube, and we could just do the audio like that. So yeah, it's pretty much down to you guys. I'm going to do a live one. It'll probably be about 8 o'clock at night till whenever. So we'll fucking get some ideas on the go. We'll talk about whatever you want to do. We'll try and get involved, because this time people need some light relief. And I'm here to relieve you, so to speak. Anyway, I just wanted to say about the time that I sold my laptop to terrorists. Obviously, I didn't mean to send my laptop to terrorists. But yeah, it's a fucking strange one, that was. But yeah, we'll talk about some other strange incidences that's occurred in my life. So yeah, as you know, the UK went to lockdown yesterday, and it was my birthday yesterday, so that's a brilliant birthday present I got. Anyway, that's enough of that. Listen to all the podcasts if you can, and if you're stuck in somewhere and you can't get out, listen to the podcasts. If you want to come on the podcast, get an idea. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter if we agree. Just come on the podcast. The more, the fucking merrier, you know what I mean? What else should I say? I got a really itchy bust tash. The main thing I'm concerned about is my air. I can't get my hair cut through this lockdown. So I'm just going to look like a fucking potato with fucking sprouts coming out of its head. But I've got really that coarse hair, like sort of... it's like really tight curls, so it's a bit like... it's a bit like the African. It's a bit... And it's a bit like... the like sort of African hair, really good for dreadlocking. So I'll see how far I can get. We'll see in this lockdown if we can get my small dreads done. And then if I look a twat with dreads, if it's that long, which it's not going to be, I hope, I'll just shave them off. But yeah, growing my hair, so that's going to be brilliant. But yeah, you're more than welcome on the podcast. Find me on Twitter. If you just hashtag the Tim Biscuit Podcast on Google, everything will come up there, and you'll find me on Instagram. Come follow me. I'm going to do more on Instagram. I'll be doing some live videos maybe, but yeah, we're doing a live podcast, so if you want to be part of that, that'd be fucking awesome. Again, we've gone over 5,000 downloads, so massive thanks to everyone who's come on and listened and downloaded. Without you guys, it wouldn't have happened. Please leave a review and that on Apple Podcasts, because that seems to be the main thing that everyone's using. The reason why I'm asking you to do the Podbean one is to be interactive with them, like the live podcasts that I'm going to start to crank out. But that live podcast should be in a few weeks, maybe next week. I've just got to plan it a bit better, because I'm back at work next week, so... Ah, fuck it, we'll do it next week. We'll do it, We'll do it Tuesday next week at 8 o'clock. I'll post a something on my Instagram about it. So if you want to be involved, check my Instagram out, and we'll take it from there. Right, cheers for that. See you later. Bye.